A wedding ceremony is a beautiful and sacred moment. The bride and groom stand before God, witnesses, family, friends, and civil authority. They speak vows, they exchange rings, they begin covenant life together. But for a Christian wedding officiant, the ceremony is not the end of ministry. It may become the beginning of marriage growth ministry. This does not mean the officiant takes control of the couple's marriage. It does not mean the officiant becomes a licensed counselor, therapist, or long-term pastoral authority over the couple. It means the officiant sees the wedding as a doorway into prayer, a doorway into biblical marriage formation, a doorway into Christian encouragement, a doorway into ongoing growth. Many couples prepare carefully for the wedding day, but not as carefully for married life. They may think about the venue, food, music, clothing, photos, and schedule. Those details matter. But Christian marriage calls for deeper formation. How will this husband and wife practice forgiveness? How will they handle conflict? How will they remain faithful when romance feels ordinary? How will they build spiritual rhythms? How will they grow in covenant love? A faithful wedding officiant can gently raise these questions before and after the wedding. This is where Christian Leaders Institute public-facing courses may become helpful. A course such as Christian Marriage Growth can give couples a biblical and practical pathway for continuing formation. The officiant may recommend this resource to engaged couples, newly married couples, remarried couples, or couples who want a deeper Christian vision for marriage. The key is to offer the invitation with humility and clarity. Do not sound pushy. Do not make the course feel like a sales pitch. Do not imply that completing a course solves every marriage issue. Instead, the officiant might say, "As you begin married life, I encourage you to keep investing in your covenant." Christian Leaders Institute offers marriage growth resources that can help couples think biblically and practically about communication, forgiveness, faithfulness, and spiritual growth. That kind of invitation is warm and appropriate. Marriage growth ministry can happen in several settings. An independent officiant may recommend a CLI course as a resource. A local church-connected officiant may invite couples into a marriage enrichment pathway. A soul center may host marriage growth conversations, prayer gatherings, or course-based discussion groups. In every setting, role clarity matters. A wedding officiant may offer biblical encouragement, prayer, marriage formation resources, and referral-aware pastoral guidance. But when there is abuse, coercion, serious addiction, severe trauma, domestic violence, legal conflict, or mental health crisis, the officiant should refer to qualified help. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. The wedding day matters deeply. But Christian marriage is not built in one day. It grows through prayer, repentance, forgiveness, tenderness, truth, faithfulness, and grace over a lifetime.